This took place back in 2015 when I was much younger. It was the only time that I used a dating app. I was single and decided to give one a try. I don't even recall which one it was, but when I went on, I matched with a guy pretty quickly. We started talking, and based on his picture and the start of the conversation, things were going well. The guy's name was Derek, and he appeared to be tall, strong, and had blondish hair. We chatted about basic stuff, getting to know each other a little bit. After about a day and a half of this conversation, he asked me to hang out. Now, I did think this was maybe a bit soon, but I was kind of bored and didn't really have anything going on. I felt like being spontaneous and doing something, but looking back, I was just immature and dumb. I thought, why not? And I said yes. Derek then said that I should come over to his place that same day. Now, this is when I got a slight feeling that maybe it was a bad idea. Even back then, I knew it was probably smart to meet somebody for the first time in a public location, but I really felt confident that I knew him, even though we hadn't sent any pictures back and forth to each other or called each other on the phone. I said okay, and he sent me his address and told me to come over soon. He said that he was bored and not doing much. He said that we could watch a movie and order pizza or something. I told him that that sounded good, and that I was only going to stay for a couple of hours at most, though. It was probably like 7 or 8 p.m. at this point in time. So I got ready and then copied his address and pasted it into Google Maps for directions. The location was about 10 minutes away and across town. His address was typical numbers and then a street name and zip code. I followed the direction, and it led me to a quiet-looking street that was pretty dark. Then I was told to turn right, and I did, but was very confused. I was turning into the parking lot of a small, run-down-looking motel. Instantly, I was both angry and scared. Why was Derek telling me to meet him in a creepy motel? He told me I was going to his place. I wanted to just turn around and leave, and I should have. Instead, I pulled into one of the parking lot spaces facing the motel. There was 2 floors of the motel and probably about 20 rooms in total, roughly 10 on each level. The parking lot was basically one long row of spaces facing the motel rooms, and then there was a sidewalk in between. There were about 5 other cars in the parking lot, so not many people were staying there. After parking my car, I looked at the rooms and saw lights appear to be on in a few, but not many. There was also curtains covering just about every window. I stayed in my car, took out my phone, and texted Derek on the dating app. I said, "You didn't tell me you were at a motel." He said he was sorry, and claimed that he didn't want to scare me off, but really wanted to see me. He then said that he was only staying in the motel for a couple of days until he could start the lease for his new apartment. He also claimed that all of his stuff was at a nearby storage unit, and his last apartment lease ended sooner than he thought it would. It was a complicated mess of texts, but I understood his basic point. He was just staying there while he moved from one apartment to another. I sort of believed him, because he had been so nice to that point, although that was probably foolish of me. I told him that I was a bit creeped out, and the motel seemed really sketchy. He said he knew that, but it was all he could afford given the situation of his rent and deposit on his upcoming apartment. He then asked me to please come inside, and told me the number of his motel room. I looked at it, and it was one of the few with lights on, and it was on the ground level, a little ways to my left. I sat there in my car, thinking about it for a minute. I told myself that the fear I had was more than likely nothing. It was natural to feel creeped out by an old motel like this. I didn't reply to Derek, but after I sat in my car thinking about it, I decided to go in. The story he gave me seemed believable. I opened my door and stepped out. When I shut my door and was beginning to walk, something caught my eye from a motel window. I looked over to see a guy looking out of the window of Derek's motel room, but it wasn't Derek. After less than 1 second, whoever this guy was quickly ducked down and covered the window back up with the curtain. Even though I saw him very briefly, I knew for a fact that it wasn't Derek. He looked absolutely nothing like the picture. I assumed that somebody was there with him. I stopped where I was and got out my phone. I texted him, asking, "Who's inside the room with you?" He responded quickly, saying, "Nobody, I'm here by myself." The bad feeling I had got worse, and I knew that I needed to leave. I quickly walked back to my car and then got inside. I told Derek that I saw somebody in his window that wasn't him. He said something like, "No, you didn't. Come on in already." I had already made up my mind at that point that I was going to leave, though. I got back inside of my car and drove away. I went back home and then blocked Derek. I realized how lucky I was not to enter that motel. After looking back at that situation, I also realized how stupid I was. I'm glad that I was able to learn from it. I really don't know if that was a catfish, and the person that I saw was pretending to be Derek, or if he had someone else in the room with him. I'm guessing it was a catfish, but either way, that was my worst experience using a dating app. I have a really crazy story from a while back. It was a few years ago now, but I'm a female, age 23, and was 21 at the time. I was on Tinder and matched with this guy who I will call Ryan for the story. After matching, Ryan and I began talking and hit it off pretty well. But that was really only the first night. The next day, when chatting with him, I realized that he was sort of a jerk. He said a few things that were kind of rude, and overall, I just wasn't feeling it anymore. He asked me for my Snapchat, and at that point, I told him no. This frustrated him a little, and he replied saying that I was making a mistake and some other stuff as well. But he then said that we should go on a date the next night. It took me by surprise, and I said, "Really?" He then gave me a time and location for the date, which was at a nearby bar, I think. After he said that, I ignored him and did not reply. I figured that he would get the idea and move on. But the next day, he sent me another message saying, "I will see you tonight," or something like that. I thought about saying, "No, you won't," but I didn't. Instead, I continued to ignore him. He didn't say anything else until that night. He sent a text on Tinder saying, "Where are you?" I figured that he was joking, but still did not reply to him. There was a text later saying, "Why didn't you show up?" I was thinking to myself, did this guy really go out on a date and expect me to show up? He just said that we were going. I never once told him that I would go with him. The next day, he sent one final message on Tinder which said, "I'm going to find you." After that, I blocked him. I couldn't believe that I even matched with this guy in the first place anymore. So during this time, I lived in a house that I was renting with a roommate. It was smaller and had only 2 bedrooms, but we each had our own room. The very next night after that, I was home by myself as my roommate was at work. I was on my bed, just messing around on my phone. It was like 11 o'clock at night or something, and all of a sudden, I heard this noise. It sounded like it was coming from outside, like the bush next to the window was moving. My window was covered by a blanket from the inside, and it was only a few feet away from me. I got out of bed and then went over to the window. I lifted the blanket and instantly saw a man sort of crouched down next to the bush, like 3 feet away. I jumped back and was really freaked out by this. It was probably the last thing that I was expecting to see. Afterwards, maybe 10 seconds later, I heard a noise from the window. The guy was knocking on it. I reached for my phone and hit 911 as fast as I could. I heard more noises at the window, but couldn't see what was happening. After dialing, I ran out of my bedroom and headed down the hallway for the living room. When I was leaving my room and going through the doorway, I heard a loud bang from the window. He might have been trying to break it or something, I don't know. I told the 911 operator that I thought somebody may be trying to break into my house. When I was in the living room, I felt slightly safer, but not by much. I tried to get as far away from the bedroom as possible. I was told that police were on their way. I went over to one of the front windows, pulled back the curtain for a second, and looked out of it. When I did, I saw that the guy was still there and outside. He was at my same bedroom window, standing up, and I'm not sure what he was doing, but I kept watching him. And he then turned, and he saw me for a split second through the window. As he started to move, I closed the curtains and moved away. I ran to my bathroom and locked myself inside of it. There, I waited until the police arrived. I couldn't really hear much from inside, but if the guy broke in, I think I would have heard that. Eventually, the cops got there. When they did, I came out of my bathroom, ran for the front door, and let them in. But when I did, I was told that they had caught a guy in my backyard. He was the same man who I had matched with on Tinder. I guess he had been at one of my back windows now. I don't know what his plan was. I really can't believe that it all happened. After that, I deleted Tinder. I hope if anybody who hears this uses dating apps, they're very careful. I used dating apps a little bit several years ago, and then again more recently. This story takes place about 1 year ago now. It had been some time since I had last been on a dating app. Taking the advice of one of my friends, though, I decided to give it another go. I got an app called Hinge, and after about 2 weeks of being on there, I met a very nice woman. We talked a little while and exchanged phone numbers. From there, We texted for several days and even FaceTimed once, and I thought it went well. I liked her, and she had long blonde hair and very nice eyes. She said at one point that she wanted to see me, and I asked to go on a date with her sometime. We agreed to go to this one restaurant in town. The date went pretty well, in my opinion. When I met her, she looked great, and talking to her in person was nice. The conversation that we had was pretty good for the most part. I felt like we could have connected a little bit better, though. Like, maybe we were both a little bit nervous, but overall it was fine. So after the date, we both went our separate ways back home, but she suggested that we do it again sometime. That sounded good to me, and we continued to talk over the next couple of days. Then we arranged for the next date. We went to another restaurant in town. Now, none of these dates were really that fancy or anything. We were just going to local restaurants that were not cheap, but not that expensive either. After the second date, which went just about as good as the first one, she asked me if I wanted to see her place. She said that it wasn't that far away and I could come over for a few minutes if I wanted to and hang out. It was probably like 9 p.m. at this point. I agreed, and we both went out to the parking lot and got inside of our vehicles. She told me to follow her, and we both left. I followed her down a few quiet roads, and I was curious to see where she lived. The drive went from 5 minutes to 10 to 15. I was really surprised. We went down this long road that seemed to be going into the middle of nowhere. Surrounding us on both sides was just farmland and woods mostly. There were really no other cars on the road at all. After about 20 minutes of driving, we finally arrived to this dirt road. I was still following her, and she soon pulled onto a long driveway. There was a lot of woods at the beginning of the property, so I couldn't see the house at all. After getting to the top of the driveway, though, which was very long, she parked, and I parked behind her. There was this average-sized two-story house that stood on the property. It looked rather old and not in the best of shape. I was really surprised that this was her house. She didn't strike me as somebody who would live there. And to be honest with you, I was kind of creeped out too. I didn't even know what city I was in anymore. I hadn't bothered to look on my phone where we were going or anything. I was just trying to follow her. After parking, she got out, and I got out of my car as well. I said something like, "You live here?" She was like, "Yeah, why are you surprised?" She walked through the front yard to the door, and I followed. Then, she opened it, and I followed her inside. We went right inside the doors, though, and didn't go any farther in. The lights inside were all off, and she didn't turn any of them on, which I found odd. I was looking around myself for a light switch. That's when she told me that I could go ahead downstairs and pointed. I could barely see anything, but I did see a staircase just ahead and to the left. It was old and unfinished, and appeared to lead down to an old unfinished basement. I said, "Do you have lights?" I remember she said we could turn them on when we got down there. At that point, I was really creeped out and didn't want to be there anymore. I was still right by the door and just opened it up and walked out. She didn't say anything to me, but followed me outside. I then started walking back from my car, but could tell that she was walking after me. So then I started running. I sprinted for my car, unlocked it, and got inside, then locked it and started the engine. I saw her running towards the front of my car, then she just looked at me. I started backing out to leave. As I was doing so, she gave me this really creepy smile and waved. That was possibly the creepiest moment of the entire night, and I will never forget it. I backed out faster after seeing that, and then tried to drive home. I had to pull over eventually and figure out where I was, but once I put in directions on my phone, I was able to make it back. That remains by far the craziest date I've ever been on. This happened a few years ago. During this time, I was 20 years old. I was in college, going into my senior year, and back home living with my parents for the summer. I was on a dating app and met a girl named Riley. I think it was Bumble, but anyways, Riley and I talked for a little bit on there. Eventually, after a few hours of chatting back and forth, I got her Snapchat. We started snapping after that, which I preferred over text. Overall, Riley seemed cool, but slightly odd. Some of the responses she gave or things that she said were a little bit unusual. I can't even really remember a specific example, but I just remember thinking that. I continued to talk to her and snap her though, because I was curious to get to know her a little bit more. I was also just bored. After 2 days of snapping her, we were friendly, but had made no plans to hang out or anything, and I wasn't really planning to either. We weren't snapping each other back and forth like every minute or anything, just here and there. Well, it got to the point where we were just snapping blank pictures of our faces to each other, and I remember that night, I went to get food and hang out with one of my friends, Jordan. I went over to his house that was not that far away from mine, and then I arrived back home at like 10 p.m. Then I went into my bedroom and I believe snapped Riley once more, as well as a few other people, and then went to bed. Well, in the middle of the night, I woke up. The first thing I remember was being really groggy and reaching for my phone at my bedside. I looked at it to see that it was almost 3 o'clock in the morning. At that point, something caught my eye. I looked to the window and saw somebody was there, staring at me. I freaked out and jumped back. I then saw that it appeared to be Riley, the same girl who I had been snapping with and met on Bumble. I was so confused and thought that I had to be dreaming at first, but no, I was wide awake now. I just looked at her in horror, and she appeared to be just staring at me. It was hard to tell because my lights were all off and it was very dark outside also, so I couldn't really see the expressions on her face or anything. I got my phone and went on Snapchat, I guess to tell her to go away from my window. I clicked on her profile and she was right next to me on the Snap map. That's when I realized that that's how she got my location. I sent her a message saying, "Why are you staring in my bedroom window? It's creepy." The message was delivered, and I then took a screenshot of her next to me on the Snap map. Several seconds after I sent the snap, she moved out of sight from the window. Probably 2 or 3 minutes after that, she opened my message but did not reply and left it on open. I got up and looked out the window but did not see her anymore. She had gone around to the other side of the house, so I left my bedroom and walked around looking out of other windows, but I couldn't see her at all anymore, and she must have actually left. I went back to my bedroom and looked to Snapchat again. Not only did she not respond to me, but I was now blocked. I was so weirded out by it, but hoped that this meant she would leave me alone, and thankfully she did. After that, I never saw or heard from her again. She was also gone from Bumble as well. I still have so many questions from that experience. Why did she do that, and what was she doing? I still have the screenshot from Snapchat, and I will never forget how creepy it was to see her at the window that night. This is a story of when I met a guy on Tinder several years ago. So I matched with a guy named Mike. He had dark hair, a slight beard, and in his pictures, seemed decent looking. There was not a whole lot of information about him on his profile, but after we matched, he sent me a message. At first, he said hi, and I said hi back to him. He began chatting with me, very basic, saying things like, "How are you?" and "What's up?" Things eventually improved a little bit though, and based on his profile, he seemed to be a little bit of an outdoorsman. We continued to talk, and he seemed to be pretty nice. After talking with him on and off for a couple of days, he asked to go on a date with me. I asked him what he had in mind, and he suggested a local restaurant. I decided to agree, and we were supposed to meet there the following night at 7 p.m. So the next day, I chatted with him early on, and made sure that we were still on for that night, which we were. I then got ready when the time came, and drove to the restaurant early. The restaurant was about 10 minutes from my house, and it seemed like a cute place that I had never been to before. There was a decent amount of other people there, but it was like 6:50, so I wasn't sure if Mike was there yet or not. I looked on Tinder, and he hadn't said anything since I told him that I was leaving for the restaurant, and he said, "Sounds good." After waiting in my car until 7 p.m., I decided to enter the restaurant. Maybe he was already inside, or maybe he was still driving. I went inside and got a table, and told the waiter that I was waiting for someone. I then sent a text message to Mike saying that I was there and had a table. Several minutes went by and he didn't respond. I was beginning to get frustrated. Soon, it was 7:15, and I messaged him again asking what was going on. He didn't respond to that either. I stayed there until 7:30 and then left the restaurant. I went out to my car and then left to drive home. I was very frustrated, but as I began to drive back though, I noticed about halfway that a car was behind me for a while. I don't really remember it leaving the restaurant with me because I wasn't looking behind me, but I did remember it being on the first road, and then when I turned, it went with me. After the next turn, it was still there, but I didn't actually think that the person was following me until I made it all the way to my street. That's when I turned, and the car did as well. My street is residential and generally very quiet. There are not typically a lot of people that drive down it, so when the car turned, it really raised my eyebrows. I went to my house, which is the fourth one down on the left side. I pulled into the driveway and the car kept going, very slowly, but kept going. I parked, got out, and then watched the car as I went inside. It crept down the street very slowly. I never got a good look at who was driving, though, because it was so dark out. I'm not going to lie, though. The thought of it being Mike did cross my mind. But quickly, I pushed that thought away as it being too crazy. I looked on Tinder when I got back inside, and Mike still hadn't said anything. I sent him one more message saying, "What happened? Why didn't you show up?" Then, I decided I should just move on. It's not like I really knew Mike that well at all. I was just really annoyed that he had made the date and then failed to show up entirely. So, I made some pasta for myself and then went into the living room. I lived alone at the time and was eating in my living room when I noticed what appeared to be the same car driving by again. Now, this was like 30 minutes at least after I had arrived back home. The car was going the other way down the street, but when it got in front of my house, it stopped. It pulled over to the side of the road, and I kept watching from the window very carefully so that I wasn't visible to whoever was in the car. It was definitely the same car that had followed me home. The engine was running for a while, and then it turned off. I did not hesitate, and I called the police right there. I told them that I thought I was followed home by someone, and now they were parked out front of my house. I kept an eye on the car, and nobody got out of it. I still had no clue as to who was driving. After speaking with the 911 operator, I kept watching out the window and waited. The car remained there, and nobody got out. All of the lights to the car were off, and there was just a dim street light in the nearby area. For the next 10 minutes, nothing changed. Then, I saw a police car start to drive down my street. It got near the car that was parked out front of my house, and then the police car turned its lights on. The officer got out and talked to the driver. I kept watching as he spoke with the driver for probably 5 minutes. Finally, the car drove away. The officer then came up to my front door and spoke with me. He said that the driver claimed to be lost and had just pulled over to look up directions. He said that he didn't follow me home. I knew that was a lie, and I pulled up Mike's Tinder and asked him if he looked like that by chance. The officer said yes, that was him. I couldn't believe it. Mike had followed me home. I spoke with the officer about it, but he said not much could be done unless he returned or something. The officer told me that he asked Mike to leave but didn't force him, and Mike said that he would not come back. He then said if Mike came back, to give him a call. After that, the officer left, and I was a little worried that Mike would return, but he didn't. It still creeped me out, though. I blocked Mike on Tinder after that. I still can't believe that he followed me all the way home after ignoring me. I'm glad that since that night, I've never heard from him or saw him again.